SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, bayi-bayi warga pribumi beresiko mengalami kematian dini 2 kali lebih besar dibandingkan dengan bayi warga non-pribumi. Sebuah rumah sakit menambah jumlah pekerja kesehatan ibu dan anak pribumi secara dramatis untuk menutup jurang kesenjangan tersebut. Menurut pegawai rumah sakit tersebut, hasilnya cukup menjanjikan. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Rhiannon Alston.
Mama, can I come here and give you your baby?
Bayi kembar Ellie Rose dan Aslin baru berumur 1 minggu. Ibunya, Lois Fresken, menimang bayi-bayi perempuannya dan menceritakan kehamilannya yang sulit.
I had gestational diabetes with both of these girls and I had preeclampsia, and because of my body I had to birth them at 34 weeks and that's what, you know, took a toll on them, and now they've got to stay in incubators and be on the air pressures and all that kind of stuff.
Bayi kembar ini lahir di rumah sakit Loyal McEwen di Adelaide, di mana mereka ditempatkan di bagian perawatan intensif setelah kelahiran. Lois menginginkan melahirkan di sana, karena ia tahu sebagai wanita pribumi, ia mempunyai akses bantuan spesialis bagi wanita dan bayi pribumi di rumah sakit itu. Ia didampingi oleh perawat khusus ibu dan bayi bagi warga pribumi atau disebut AMIC. Cherry Burnett, yang merupakan penghubung dengan rumah sakit selama kehamilannya.
Cherie was there coming into my appointments with me and making sure that I'm emotionally and I'm mentally okay. Yeah, because that was the main thing as well, having that emotional support.
Selain pekerjaan klinis, tugas Cherie adalah membantu para ibu warga pribumi yang hamil untuk merasa nyaman dengan istilah-istilah medis dan juga lingkungan rumah sakit.
The midwives would sometimes struggle to make contact with Lois, whereas I would ring her. She'd see my number and answer straight away, so I'd be able to say, hey, you've got an iron infusion at the women's tomorrow, make sure you're there at 3. Yep, no problems, my darling. She'd be there. Our relationship, it was just instant from the get-go, and I've instantly connected with the whole family, so I've met them all now.
Cherry mengatakan banyak wanita pribumi tidak merasa nyaman berada di rumah sakit karena takut mengalami diskriminasi atau rasisme.
A lot of Aboriginal women don't want to come into a hospital given past histories, past policies and whatnot. So they're scared to come to the hospital. So if they're going to be cared by an Aboriginal person, you've got that trust and comfortability to come as well. So that's why the program did start, because there was a lot of FTAs failed to attend. And they were missing out on that antenatal care. And in order to close the gap, we need to get in as early as possible so that we can get those better outcomes for our babies.
Angka kematian bayi warga pribumi terus menurun, namun masih terdapat jurang yang lebar. Menurut data yang dikeluarkan oleh pemerintah tahun 2018, bayi-bayi pribumi beresiko 2 kali lebih besar mengalami kematian dini dibandingkan dengan bayi non-pribumi. Para petugas AMIC telah bekerja di rumah-rumah sakit di seluruh Australia Selatan selama lebih dari 10 tahun. Namun tahun lalu, jaringan kesehatan lokal Adelaide Utara memperbesar programnya setelah menerima tambahan dana. Meredith Hobbs adalah direktur divisi dari wanita dan anak-anak di jaringan tersebut. Ia mengatakan program ini sekarang termasuk 1000 hari perawatan dan dukungan bagi para ibu-ibu dan bayi-bayi warga pribumi hingga mereka berusia 2 tahun. Ini berarti memperkerjakan 5 perawat baru untuk memenuhi kebutuhan ini.
There doesn't seem to be an Indigenous midwives in the workforce, so I think this is a real good stepping stone. And already one of our trainees said she wants to be a midwife, which is just fantastic. So we see that also as a employment and strategic direction in increasing Aboriginal midwives in the community.
Pengembangan program merupakan salah satu strategi dari banyak strategi yang diterapkan di seluruh negara untuk mengurangi ketimpangan pelayanan kesehatan bagi bayi-bayi warga pribumi. Meredith Hopes menambahkan, meskipun masih awal, tetapi hasilnya sudah dapat dilihat.
Prior to the program starting, there was women would only attend 1 to 3 of their antenatal appointments. Now we're seeing women attending all 7 to 8 of them.
Cherry Burnett setuju dengan strategi baru ini yang dianggapnya cukup berhasil.
Attendance, that's up. Birth weights, we've got quite a number of women cutting down or quitting smoking. That's a big factor with our women as well in pregnancy.
Ia percaya wanita pribumi merasa lebih nyaman apabila dibantu oleh seseorang yang mengerti latar belakang budaya mereka.
I believe they're scared that, you know, they're going to be judged, the past laws, they're scared the baby's going to be taken, because that happens today. Since being here, there's a lot of removals. So there's that fear.
Ia juga menambahkan, para pekerja dari latar belakang budaya yang sama cenderung tidak bersikap menghakimi, termasuk mendorong para ibu hamil untuk mengurangi resiko dengan tidak merokok dan menggunakan obat terlarang.
We are always encouraging our girls to do the right thing. We also have a lot of drug use as well. So just encouraging them to, if they, you know, can't stop, which is the most ideal thing, at least cut down. And, you know, we just try to talk about the effects to the babies, and but not on a judgmental level. We're there to support them and listen to them, and hopefully without judging, they can make those little changes.
Bagi ibu muda Louise Fresken, pengalamannya dianggap cukup positif. Ia mengatakan dirinya serta pasangannya Ash menjadi lebih dekat dengan Cherry melalui proses ini. Mereka menganggapnya seperti bibi bagi bayi-bayi mereka.
I just recommend it to everybody. That's what I reckon. And you know, any of them sister girls that feel like that, they need to come here. Yeah, it felt like Cherie's part of the family, and she is now, so there's no way she's escaping us now.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.